You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you. Rocking around the Christmas tree as we're gearing up for Christmas. A week away from that when we get the Snoop Dogg Bowl.
That's right.
I wanted to see what the reaction was.
Yeah. Right. Not even Jesus' birthday, man. Yeah. Snoop Dogg Bowl.
That's right. That's right. I'm just going to continue to offend people as we go. Let's see if this man is offended. We go to the phone line to talk to our guy, pass rusher in the National Football League, and specifically for your Houston Texans, Andy Kalu. Andy, what's happening, man?
What's going on? How are y'all doing?
Doing all right. We were just talking about a conversation that's been happening in the NFL about quarterback play. And, I mean, to try and simplify it, there's been people talking about, you know, pure progression versus, you know, making some of those reads pre-snap and, you know, dealing with the what the defense gives you. And for me, the big takeaway is, or one of the takeaways is, hey, man, quarterback, is sometimes it seems like, oh, it's easier or whatever. It's really hard. From a player perspective, do you feel like us laymen understand sometimes just how difficult it is to play the sport, or you know, does it go the other way? Is it maybe that we think it's a little bit more difficult than it is?
No, that's a good question. I would say when you're talking specifically about the quarterback position, I wouldn't even say people who don't play don't.
Okay.
Oh no.
Yeah.
We lost ND right at the.
Who chased around?
Here we go. Go ahead, Andy. Yeah, go ahead.
Andy, we got you back. Yeah, yeah. Oh no. Is this going to go in and out?
It might be his phone, man.
Oh, no. All right.
We'll hit him back.
We'll try and get ND back. Yeah, I'm very intrigued to ask because I can imagine, you know, when players talk about outside noise, that's probably a frustration when you hear everybody mm-hmm. talking about things, especially when we simplify things. And I can imagine where they're like, yeah, but you're missing all of the context here and the things yeah. that make it difficult. So I'm really intrigued to get it from a player perspective. Mm-hmm. Like, how do they feel about sometimes the conversations that we have about the trends in the league, the things that are happening?
I think players, and that's what I want to hear from Andy, I think players, there is no question. Like, how many guys say, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do what they do. It's so hard, and the hours you put in and the things you have to know before the snap. I think we are maybe like, well, he needs to make that play. How many times you say, oh, he needs to do this? No. You don't understand what's going on between the ears, you know, when he's trying to make that play.
It's an interesting catch 22 because as a fan, you want it to be like fairly simple, you know, and it should be, right? You're just entertained, and it shouldn't be a job to have to think mm-hmm. through all the things that they have to think through. That's what they're getting paid for. I'm paying to be here.
Yeah.
But at the same time, to understand and have an appreciation for what's happening, it feels like you need some of that context. It is a weird kind of balancing act that happens at times. And we even deal with it on the limited knowledge that we have compared to mm-hmm. them of at what point are you being too in the weeds and at what point are you being too simplistic? You try and find that balance. So I can only imagine from that perspective.
Yeah, and the other part of it as well is from Indy's defensive perspective, you know, how much has this developed from on the defensive side?
Dude.
You know, because what they're doing now, you and I were talking about it, you know, a little bit in the last segment and certainly in the and during the break, like the way that the defense is now, you know, disguise things, you don't even know sometimes when they identify the middle linebacker. Like that changes, you know, after the snap of the ball. And that's usually just a basic blocking assignment, which tends to be kind of important.
Yeah, introducing the idea that I wanted to talk to ND about, mm-hmm. I almost did a thing that I probably shouldn't, but I know ND would be fine with because, you know, he's cool. And be like, we typically think about the defensive line as a place where it's like, oh, it's easy. You know, just go and get the quarterback.
I think that might be a little easier. That might,
but that also feels like that is being unfairly simplistic to a position where, look, we talk about Will and you talk about like, oh, man, you know, he's getting better and adding. And it's like, all right, what could you possibly add? Mm-hmm. You hear, like, I think back to him sitting down with JJ and talking about, oh, man, the speed to power in the club and the different rushes and the things that they're trying to do, the landmarks they're trying to hit. And it's like, oh, man, it's a lot more complex. Mm-hmm. We return to our guy, Andy Kalu, on the phone. Do we got you?
I have y'all. I could hear y'all the whole time, oh, wow. So I don't know what's going on.
We got to talk to somebody at the phone company. They're hating right now. But to return.
They're hating.
Yeah, they are, man, because I think that this is a very interesting conversation to be had. And, I want to set it up. From your perspective as a football player, is it sometimes lost on the public all the things and how the complexities of playing football and the things that go into it?
So forgive me for repeating myself because I was just yapping away. So if y'all heard what I was saying, but when it comes to the first time you asked, you were talking mainly about the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. And I think myself, even though I played 12 years in the NFL and the person who never played in the NFL, we're on the same level when it comes to truly understanding what a quarterback has to do on a daily basis, because I don't think I ever appreciated how tough that job was and is. And I remember one time I was talking to Donovan McNabb, who was our quarterback when I was in Philadelphia. And I was like, Donovan, just, you know, roll off a play for me that you call in the huddle. And when I say it sounded like one play sounded like a conversation, mm-hmm. I was blown away. And then you have to factor in that the quarterback has to know what every other person on that field is doing. And I'm not just talking about the offensive players. I'm talking about the defensive players. It's a taxing job. But once you get comfortable with it, from what I've been told and from what I've seen, even when you go from team to team, it's the same concept, different language. But I do think that's very complex. And as far as football in general, when I get a chance to talk to young football players, I always tell them, ain't no dummies playing in the NFL. Like that playbook, I know now it's on a tablet, but back in the day, you know, back in my day when it was actually on hard copies and paper, that thing was as big as a phone book. Mm-hmm. And you had to know so many different variations. You have to make so many decisions on the drop of a dime. So I do think the public don't give the respect that's due to the mental aspect with certain players and certain positions, because they think, oh, these dummies, they just, you know, throw a ball, catch a ball, chase a guy, tackle him. There's a lot more to it.
I want to ask more of a broad stroke question here, Andy. Is this a Super Bowl team that the Texans have? We've danced around it. We've talked about this is a Super Bowl caliber defense. The offense is coming around. You know what a Super Bowl team looks and feels like, is it?
Yes, mainly because of the defense. I feel like this defense can carry this team to the Super Bowl. Now, you have to have an above average offense, in my opinion. But I don't think you need to have the greatest show on turf where you had Kurt Warner, Isaac Bruce, Marshall Faulk, that type of offense. When you have the best defense in the NFL, then I do believe that your expectations should be Super Bowl. And on the flip side, if you have, and I don't know what team statistically has the best offense in the NFL, but I would expect that team to expect to go to the Super Bowl, because we're talking about an historic defense. We're talking about a defense that I'm a huge football fan. I didn't just play. Like, I'm a huge football fan. I can't remember in recent history watching a defense this dominant. You know, tone setters, consistency, the way they get after it. I absolutely believe that because of the defense and because of the improvements we're seeing week to week with the offense, that this is a Super Bowl type team. I still believe that Yeah, I don't care what team you name. I know Denver Broncos are 12-2. Correct me if I'm wrong. They beat the Texans early. But there is not a team out there that if you told me the Texans are playing fill in the blank, we're going into the game, my expectations for the Texans to win.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're talking to our guy, Andy Kalu, here on Sports Radio 610. With this defense, and we've talked a lot about it, so maybe the answer is no. Is there something that you feel like has just been underappreciated? Because, I mean, we definitely have talked a lot about Jalen Petrie and the way that like he kind of allows this thing to be what it is. Mm-hmm. I know that Jonathan Alexander wrote about that in the Chronicle. I think we've talked a little bit about Kamari Lasser and his willingness to come up and thump. And obviously, there's a lot of conversation about the edges. Is there anything, especially from the big brain defensive football mind that you have looking at this, that you feel like, hey, there should be a little bit more appreciation for this nuance that Matt Burke and D'Amico Ryans have going on with this defense?
You know, mainly just the unsung heroes. And I know you're asking, okay, who are some of these guys? But I think, you know, we don't give enough credit to the guys that aren't the big names, the Henry Toa, you know, Tommy Togiai, the defensive line interior. You know, they've suffered injury after injury, especially over these last few weeks. But the guys they plug in, you know, continue to pick up where the guy in front of them left off. Obviously, Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, Derek Stingley, they're going to get most of the press clippings, and it's well deserved. But I also feel like mainly the interior of that defense, that they've been showing up, that they also have those big dominant tone setter type plays. And I know early on, you know, we talked about, like, is that the weakness of the defense? I just think this entire defense, again, it's the number one ranked defense in the NFL on paper and when you talk about the eye test. So you have to give everybody credit. And I just feel like if I had to choose a group that doesn't get the credit, it'll probably be those 0-3 techniques.
Well, you mentioned it, and that's what I was going to talk to you. You know, there's been some injuries there. Are you saying, you know, they've reached a point where they can plug and play these guys because of the culture, because of the style of defense and the guys that are around them? Because now you're too short, two players short, within the tackles, and you're getting guys off the street.
Yeah, to a certain extent. Now, let's keep in mind when we say plug and play and we expect to have certain production. Now, I'm not going to say if they go out there and just, you know, claim any and everybody off of someone else's practice squad that they're going to go out there and look like, you know, Tim Settle. And when I say look like, I'm talking about in a positive way. But the guys that are here, like, you know, Tommy Togiai, this was a guy, John, during the preseason, he opened some eyes and was like, ooh, man, hopefully he'll make the team. You know, he's a hard worker, has a high motor. He's bounced around from team to team. Hopefully he'll make the team. And now when you see the number 72 making plays, it's like, oh, that's what he does. You know, that's what he does because he's bought into the culture, or that's the type of guy he is. I don't even want to say he's bought into the culture because I've talked to some guys and they said, no, this is one of those guys that for whatever reason, the reason he's not a star or he's not a $10 million a year guy is just because the numbers didn't work out, but he's showing how talented he is. And going into the season, he was third string. So yes to it. So that's my long answer to a certain extent. Like if you plug me in right now, I'll get railroaded. So you still have that talent and the ability to be able to play, but you just fit right into the system. Yes.
Pursuant to that, on the defensive line, D'Amico basically was asked, like, hey, with, you know, adding more depth or what have you, do you anticipate kind of like stretching and you putting more reps on the guys that, I, for lack of a better term, that you like, you really trust, like Rankins and Togiai? Or would you, you know, continue to have that rotation? And he seemed to lean towards that. I know that sometimes coaches can say things. Does that feel like that would be the way that you go about that, or just the right answer? I don't even know the right way to ask it. But the idea of extending and putting more snaps on the guys that are there, or continuing to rotate like he wants, but rotating in dudes that are maybe not as talented as the guys that you've had.
No, that's a good thought, because when you're talking about the injuries that they've suffered with the defensive tackles and the interior, again, you're going down to third and fourth string. I would think a guy like Tommy Togiai, Sheldon Ranker, they're going to play more reps than they've played in the past. But one thing I've noticed.
All right. Well, that might have been it right there.
They rotate a lot.
Yeah, you're good. Like, you're good.
We got you.
You can hear me?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
All right, so apparently went out again, but we'll just leave it there. We got to go anyway. But
we'll talk to Andy.
Andy
again.
Can hear us, so I want to just say, have a great Christmas, Andy.
Love you, Andy.
We will talk to you again soon.
Phone being a real, that was two times that we were like, oh, here comes the good stuff. Click. All right, you know what? We got to go to a break. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I'm going to go yell at somebody about the phone, but coming up next, we'll talk about what's popping on Sports Radio 610.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.